Syrian defense minister, his deputy, and a top military official are killed in a blast in Damascus. The bomb hit Syria's national security building as a meeting was underway between government ministers and security chiefs. The foreign-backed militant group, the Free Syrian Army, has claimed responsibility. The UN Security Council remains divided ahead of a vote on Syria. The Russian envoy to the UN says the vote has been postponed to Thursday. The UN Arab League envoy Kofi Annan called for the delay earlier to allow more time for talks between the five permanent council members. Relatives of three American citizens killed in drone attacks in Yemen are suing the U.S. government. The lawsuit says the killings of Muslim cleric Anwar al-Awlaki, his 16-year-old son, and naturalized U.S. citizen Samir Khan were unconstitutional. The three were killed in Yemen last year. Secretary General of Hezbollah makes a speech on the sixth anniversary of Israel's 33-day war on Lebanon. Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah says Hezbollah will take Israel by surprise in any possible future war. He says Israel is still investigating the cause of its defeat during the 2006 war. Violent strikes Bulgaria. A bomb blast kills at least seven people and injures more than 30 others at Burgas Airport. The explosion hit a bus carrying tourists, mostly Israelis. No confirmation on the nationalities of the casualties, but an Israeli official says a majority are Israelis. Called on the bloc to step up efforts to survive the crisis. It asked members to establish a banking union and a deeper fiscal union to push through structural reforms. Activists in the Turkish city of Antalya denounced the presence of the U.S. Navy ship, the USS Abraham Lincoln, in Turkish waters. Several of the protesters attacked American Marines who'd entered the city for shopping. Police immediately rushed to the scene and arrested the attackers. And the secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council meets the head of Iraq's Islamic Dawah Party. Iran's Saeed Jalili said Iraq should be able to play an important role in the region. He said Iran's development is a result of its resistance against the world's oppressive powers.